Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. In this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrus and Denver 7's Troy Rank.
Happy Black Friday to you. Busy day on the sports calendar. Reminder, if you're just catching wind of it, Avalanche game today in Nashville postponed. Water main break at the Bridgestone Arena there, so no makeup date announced for that yet. No apps. It was scheduled for 2 this afternoon, so you're going to have to adjust your schedule accordingly as you go through with USA England World Cup, the various college football and basketball games, and then everything else going on in your weekend.
It's why, Chad, you don't let guests use the bathroom at your house after Thanksgiving.
Man, I don't know who you're inviting over for Thanksgiving, but we will have none of that at the Andrus household. Thank you very much.
That's when the guy peeks his head and you're watching the Cowboys game. It's like, do you guys have a plunger in here? Oh, no.
Oh.
I can just see the guy at that arena in Nashville. Anybody have a plunger? Can you know where I can get some Drano on Thanksgiving? I hope it was the mascot. He just had a completely hungover mascot.
We mentioned that we're probably 2 months away from Nathaniel Hackett being flushed as the Broncos head coach. But up in Boulder, things have moved much more quickly when Carl Durrell was let go and Mike Sanford took over. And now they've been way out in front of their coaching search. Many reports saying even much further ahead than Arizona State in their own conference, who also fired a coach this year. But there's been smoke, there's been talk of Deion Sanders and what he will do with Jackson State or leaving and what kind of offers he may have on the table after his success there. And CU has been mentioned along with South Florida. But a lot of this people, I think, wrote off as a bargaining chip or a negotiation technique to try to get the right offer for Deion. And it very well may be. But I will say this, Troy, in the last couple of days, a reporter that I actually trust and is plugged in, Adam Munster Tiger from Buff Stampede, not a fake Twitter account, not somebody who's just throwing stuff at the wall out there trying to get attention and clicks, a real reporter from a reputable source offering or covering the program, said that not only is it possible he's a candidate, but Adam Munster Tiger reported that CU has put forth a very impressive offer for Coach Prime. So this to me, like, that's legit smoke. If Munster Tiger is reporting that they've offered Deion Sanders, what do you think this offer has to be for it to be seriously considered, and is there any chance he's going to come to Boulder?
I mean, I'd say there's a chance now. I'd still say it's increasingly unlikely. I just don't see the fit for him. Because if he stays in Florida, that's his recruiting base. The South is recruiting base. That's who Deion Sanders is. When you think of Deion Sanders, for me, you think of Florida State, you think of the Falcons, and to a lesser degree, you think of the Cowboys. But here's the issue. I keep saying, well, why would he come here if he's not getting any other real offers and this money is legit and USF is not going to step up to the plate? I think he would consider it. I thought that Auburn made the most sense. Well, Auburn is kind of put out there. They're reluctant to hire him. They're flirting with Lane Kiffin. Maybe Kiffin stays at Ole Miss and that creates an opportunity for Sanders to get back into the mix at Auburn. What would that offer have to look like? I mean, Deion's made a lot of money, so it may not be his money in terms of his coaching salary. You've got to be able to tell him you're going to be able to pay assistant coaches real money to have his kind of
staff. That's hard at CU. That's hard at any state school.
It's been hard every year. It's part of the reason Mel Tucker left is because, you know, and he got his assistants paid. And as much as Mel Tucker, the way he handled his exit was awful, that was the last time it felt like CU was starting to turn the corner because of the type of recruits he was getting in here. Because you got to have players. I mean, you watch CU now, I'm sorry. And I went to CU from 89 to 93, the zenith of their football existence. They don't have many guys that are on this current team that would be walk-ons on those teams. When you watch them, it's a talent issue. And so Sanders comes in, he brings his kid, maybe three or four guys from Jackson, the portal, and NIL money, which CU has really been behind in. You could see it being interesting all of a sudden. But why would he come here? The offer's got to be legit. And you're going to have to understand, when you bring Deion in, you're bringing in a business. You're not bringing in a coach who was at a small school looking to step up. He brings everything with him. It's an enterprise he brings with him. I've been impressed with Deion. I had questions on whether he would stay committed to it because coaching is such a grind. And then he went through the health scare where he had, I don't know if he had a toe amputated after
this, yeah, he's got something
a
crazy
staph infection after a surgery.
Yeah.
So he was coaching last year from basically in a chair because he couldn't walk. And he's gutted it all out. He's proven that he's got the stomach for it because most guys who've been superstars in sports, whether it's the Marinos, the Elway, they don't, and Elway did as a, the front office guy, they don't want to be head coaches because they don't want to put that time in anymore. Who would blame them? Deion's done it. He's changed. They're undefeated, right? 11-0, Jackson State?
I think so.
So
they're good.
He feels like he's in this for the long haul. And well, if he is, CU's got to, you've got, but don't insult him. If you want him, I'd hope that offer has made him go, oh, I got to consider this now because it's his only real Division I offer. And that's the hook right now is it doesn't sound like there's a lot of competition for him. Nebraska hasn't been in on him. And USF, if that's the only other school, because as long as Auburn stays out, CU in a sense would have a puncher's chance.
It's encouraging to me because I say this is a credible report. I think Adam Munster Tigers are credible reporters. So if there's an offer, that to me is encouraging that CU is willing to go to those lengths to do something different, right? Because a lot of people wanted Orion Walters from Illinois, the DC, because he's a Buff. Yeah, I think a lot of times schools, organizations are too loyal to their own, right? The last two times bringing Carl Durrell back, before that bringing John Embry back, we see the spectacular failures that that was in Boulder, right? There's two ways to go about this, right? It's really a from the ground, pull up your bootstraps, rebuild with someone who knows how to build a program, and it's going to take a good 3, 4, 5 years to reshape this and become competitive and do it the right way. Or there's the splash hire who can immediately affect NIL money, transfer portal, recruiting, and that's Deion Sanders. And that is the quick turnaround. It seems out of character that CU would do that, but I do find it encouraging that an offer, if it has indeed been made, that they would go to those lengths to commit to that kind of a quick turnaround. I would be really surprised if it happened. I don't think it's very likely, but I will say I'm encouraged if there is an actual offer on the table that that's the way they're thinking. But I just hope they get it right, man. I hope they get it right. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. Chad Andrews, Troy Rink in for Schlereth and Evans today on The Fan.
Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. In this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrus and Denver 7's Troy Rank. I'm
straight. Football Friday on a couple of fronts, previewing the weekend. College football, of course, the Broncos and Carolina, the rest of the NFL with the good games yesterday. And then the football with USA England coming up at noon Mountain Time today, which I think is going to get an enormous number, Troy. I think there's going to be a lot of people watching that match. And now, pretty important. It was important regardless in terms of the group stage, but the fact that Wales lost, surprisingly, to Iran this morning, USA is in good shape to potentially advance out of the group stage. So that is coming up later today as well, with a lot going on. Avalanche game postponed today. If you missed that a little bit earlier on, the NHL this morning has postponed that game. A rescheduled date has not been set as of yet. There was a water main break over Thanksgiving at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. So the Avs, for their Thanksgiving break, got to jump on a plane, go to Nashville, expect to play an afternoon affair today, which is now not going to happen. So they get to turn around and come back home and get ready to play Dallas tomorrow. So a little bit of a disappointment there if you were planning your afternoon around the Avalanche game. Nuggets are on late tonight in Los Angeles against the Clippers, and no Kawhi Leonard for the Clippers tonight. Nuggets continue to be banged up. They may get Jamal Murray back tonight. I don't think they're going to get Michael Porter Jr. or Ish Smith back, but after a roller coaster game in Oklahoma City the other night where they were up big, they were down big, they came back, rallied to win, it's kind of anybody's guess as to what we're going to get from the Nuggets in L.A. tonight when it comes down to that matchup. How close have you been paying attention to the Nuggets so far this season when they played basically everything on the road?
I've watched, I think, four or five games in full. I enjoy the Nuggets. I mean, Jokic is, you know, he's a generational talent. We're going to be able to, my kids will be able to tell their kids that they saw Jokic play. He's that good. Back-to-back MVP. They're a little bit frustrating, Chad, because defensively at times they disappear. That Detroit loss was nauseating. Detroit were the Broncos. They were 0-10 on the road coming into that game. They're tanking for the first pick, and they were trying to lose, and the Nuggets couldn't beat them, and then we were just so down on them. And then I watch them at OKC, and I love the effort and energy. Bruce Brown has a triple-double, their first by a non-Jokic since 2013, and we've got complimentary play, and they've got to figure out what it's going to be with Jamal Murray and Porter Jr. You know, if they're going to be a team that threatens to win and go deep into the playoffs, who are those two? How does it fit? What does it look like? Because Porter Jr. is wildly inconsistent at times, and then he makes shots no one else on the floor can make. And Murray, he looked like a guy who would come back from an illness. He had cement blocks on his feet against the Pistons. So they're going to have to manage that. But you're around him, you're following much more closely. It's an intriguing mix, but is it the right mix? Can this team go deep into the playoffs? Because the West appears open.
It's very competitive. It's very tight at the top. There's a lot of teams in that 6-7 loss area in terms of like the top seven in the Western Conference. The Clippers are one of them, and the Clippers have flown under the radar because Kawhi Leonard hasn't been on the court, and now Paul George isn't on the court, so they're not healthy either. I think what's unique about a game like tonight is coaching and what a guy like Ty Lue, who I think is, you know, if not the best, he's one of the top three coaches in the NBA, and where it can cause the Nuggets some problems, not just in a regular season matchup, but when you talk about a playoff series. Right, the bubble a couple of years ago, you're not going to get Doc Rivers throwing a series away to you like you did then when you play Ty Lue and the Clippers if they're healthy in the playoffs this time around. Right, you're going to get, if you get a healthy Warriors team, if they get right with Steve Kerr, who knows what he's doing in the postseason, right, you're going to have battles. You're going to have really difficult series. And for the Nuggets to play on that level, NBA conference championship, NBA finals type of team, one, Jamal Murray has to return somewhere close to bubble form, which I don't know. There's no certainty that that's going to happen, right? He's coming off of an injury. He's very far from being 100% back yet, but we don't know what the ceiling for Jamal is or how long it's going to take for him to get there. The other thing is they've got to come to an understanding on the rotation of who they can trust. Because the other night in that comeback, Vlatko Chanchar was great, but Vlatko can't get on the court most nights. He was awesome. He had a career-high 19, and he was amazing defensively in that game.
Yeah, how does he get on the court if Porter Jr. is back, right? I mean, right? There's no real spot.
You know, Zeke Nagy can provide a spark and can be a guy that can really attack the offensive glass and also stretch the defense and do things that at this point DeAndre Jordan can't do. So how much is Zeke Nagy going to play behind Jokic, right? These are the things that Malone and staff have to figure out. But in my opinion, and there's a lot of people that get upset with me about this, but in my opinion, you have to utilize Michael Porter Jr. for his elite skill set as a shooter, as a scorer in situations, right? He's a situational player. He's not a championship player. Like Michael Porter Jr. is not someone that they can rely on in a series against the Warriors, the Clippers, the Suns, the Bucks, the Celtics, if you're playing for a championship. Like, you cannot expect him to give you 20 and 10. You cannot expect him to light it up and hit five threes because he doesn't have the basketball IQ to compete on that level for those stakes. He has one amazing elite talent that can help carry them through the regular season when other guys are out or hurt, and he can have Porter quarters, and he can give you flurries. And
Porter quarters.
Yeah, he can have these amazing runs that help keep your team afloat and maybe steal games that you normally wouldn't win in the regular season. But if you're going to rely on him, and just because he is paid a max contract, think that he is one of your three best players and rely on him against the best teams to try to win a championship, you're not going to win. He's not a championship player. He doesn't have the instinct. He doesn't have the basketball IQ to do that. He has just one elite skill.
But right? And that's inconsistent.
Right,
shooting
correct.
Is inconsistent. Correct. Quarter quarters should be a drinking game, Chad.
Oh, it is. It definitely is for those who are way into it. You know, they've made a lot of the right moves, right, with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, with Bruce Brown especially, right? They're a lot closer to having a championship DNA and figuring out the mix around Jokic. And the key in the NBA forever has been having the best player, right? And you've always got a chance where you got the best player. Well, they've got one of the two or three best players in the league. So they have a chance. There's no question about it. Can Malone and the staff mold that and shape that to manage it? And can Murray get to where he needs to be alongside of him with the rest of the team to compete on the level that I think the Suns, the Warriors, the Clippers are going to get to by playoff time? And clearly the Bucks and the Celtics will be on the other side. Like that's where they're trying to be. They have the pieces to get there if they can be put in the right place. So it's going to be interesting when they play a coach like Ty Lue in the Clippers, right? Because he can do some things to throw them off.
And can Jamal get to that place? I'm increasingly concerned he can't be a star player. And it's too early. It's a snapshot. I'll admit it's a little bit of an overreaction. When I saw him play against Detroit the other night, and it's probably unfair because he was coming off an illness, I'm like, wow, that's not even in the same area code as Bubble Jamal.
No, he was really like bad against
the
Pistons.
They need to play like an all-star.
But he was coming sick.
Okay. Yeah, he was sick, so I'll give him. But the Clippers I don't trust because Kawhi Leonard doesn't play basketball anymore.
No.
Only time I ever see him is on New Balance commercials with Jack Harlow. That's the only guy he's taken to the rim. Like, Kawhi, are we going to get on? I mean, the guy's like 29 months removed from ACL surgery. Like, I thought it used to be a 9 to 12 month injury until this last 2 years of watching sports. I'm like, Kawhi, do you play a basketball against anyone but Jack Harlow on some court in Southern California?
All right, I'm going to run. I got to jump on a bird here, and Matt Smith is going to take over for the final hour with you. But before we get out here on the text line, is there any way we could get a water main to break a Carolina?
You stop it. You put your finger over your mouth right now and shush yourself. I'm getting on a flight tomorrow, so
all right,
shush yourself.
Our Broncos pick is presented by King Soopers, official grocer of the Denver Broncos. What's your pick for Broncos Carolina, Troy?
I will go 17-13. Because Sam Darnold's starting, I will, against all logic, I say this every week, I will pick the Broncos because I'm not sure I'm picking him another game the rest of the season.
Broncos win, and I'm going to give it 16-10. Defense comes up big with at least two turnovers on Sam Darnold, so they are going to win. Maybe one of only two left on the schedule this season, but I think they do win in Carolina. All right, thank you, Troy. Matt will be in to take over for the final hour before you guys hand off to Dan Jacobs here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.